This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Armes, MD. The date of examination is 11/14/22. The name of the patient is Cynthia Carter, CYNTHIA, Carter, CARTER. This is a triple stress echocardiogram. File, Streco space Carter space C, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Triple stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 11/14/22, referring physician. Referring physician is Rochelle Schwartz, MD. Performing physician is Sharon Armes, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication. Seventy-three-year-old female. With history of non-sustained VT and prior stress test. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, sneezing. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph. Baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm with sinus arrhythmia, early transition, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 115 over 70, baseline heart rate, 63 beats per minute. New paragraph, the patient underwent triple exercise stress test, utilized Gabe Bruce protocol, the patient exercised for 5 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 2 minutes and 30 seconds is to stage 2 of the Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 133, parentheses, 90% max predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 170 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 22610, period, new paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 to 7 mets. The patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 140 over 70 and a heart rate of 69 at the end of the recovery period. There were VPCs with ventricular couplets increasing in frequency with progressive time during stress. There was no ventricular tachycardia during the test, VPCs resolved with cessation of exercise. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. Please change the clinical indication above clinical indication, 73-year-old female with history of hypertension and non-sustained VT on her prior stress test for stress test on medication to continue. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercise, left lateral decubitus position, power sternal long axis, power sternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair quality for power sternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities with significant augmentation wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiograph, proportion of treble stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion of treble stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress in the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 to 7 mets, somewhat decreased from her prior stress test. 4. The patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blood to get her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. 5. There were VPCs with ventricular couplets with increasing frequency. There was VPCs with ventricular couplets throughout stress, which occurred with increasing frequency. As stress progressed, but there were no ventricular tachycardia. There were no significant arrhythmias. There was no ventricular tachycardia. Period. VPCs. Did not persist into recovery. MVPCs did not persist into recovery. There were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress in the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiograph proportion of treble stress echocardiogram to 90% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, significant augmentation of wall motion with exercise without systolic cavitary obliteration, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.